Cold open. There was a Friday when a local product team shipped a customer-facing change so quickly, the sales team celebrated, customers loved it, and finance discovered a new discount allowed that erased margins in certain accounts. Trust strained. Executives asked why the team had the authority to change pricing without a gate. The team said they were solving a customer problem, and they were empowered to act. And there we had it. Autonomy that collided with strategy.
Hook, that story is exactly what this episode is about. How do leaders set guardrails, principle-based boundaries that let people move fast without breaking alignment or trust? Today, we unpack the mindset, the design patterns, and the leader behaviors that make guardrails durable.
Welcome to the Excellence Imperative, a podcast for senior leaders who believe results matter, but understand that how those results are achieved matters even more. I'm James Whitmore. I focus on servant leadership, principles, and the behaviors that shape culture and decision-making over time.
And I'm Mark Ellison. I come at this from the execution side, accountability, operational discipline, and what actually works inside real systems under real pressure.
Each episode, we explore what it takes to build organizations that perform consistently, adapt confidently, and endure, not through tools, trends, or quick fixes,
but through leadership choices, management systems, and the discipline to turn principles into action.
Episode framing, quick clarity. Gate versus guardrail. A gate is a permission point. You stop, ask, and get approval. A guardrail is a boundary. You stay inside a safe lane and move without asking for every turn. Gates cost speed. Guardrails require clear limits and trusted decision lenses. The leadership question is straightforward. What must we absolutely preserve, and what can be delegated so decisions can be made closer to work?
Right. And the stakes are operational. Without clear guardrails, autonomy either flattens into chaos or gets eaten by invisible approvals. Common failure modes, unspoken incentives that reward short-term wins, ambiguous thresholds for escalation, and hidden approval paths where no one owns the boundary. All of these create brutal systems that fracture under pressure.
Let's do an execution reality check. I'll give three quick examples. One, product teams adjusting pricing without aligning to margin rules. Two, local marketing promises that create service-level expectations the operations team can't meet. Three, engineering shortcuts that bypass security constraints. In each case, the people acted to serve customers. They weren't malicious, but without guardrails, the outcome broke trust or created risk. Principles matter because they define what you must not trade away.
Main conversation. Pattern 1. Decision lenses. Build a short set of questions people answer when they consider a change. Does this align to our purpose? Does it preserve the minimum viable standards? Brand, security, margin. What is the worst case outcome and can we contain it? If they can answer those, they can move. That's a simple operational tool that scales.
Pattern 2. Thresholds and pre-approvals. Define clear numeric or categorical thresholds where escalation is required. For example, changes that affect revenue recognition above a threshold, changes that alter customer contractual terms, or changes that create cross-functional operational dependencies. But pair thresholds with principles. Numbers without purpose become new gates.
Pattern 3. Decision templates and leader standard work. Teach teams how to frame decisions using a one-page template. Context, options considered, guardrails applied, recommended action, and rollback plan. Leaders make it part of their weekly rhythm to review a sample of these decisions rather than approving everyone. That shifts leaders from gatekeepers to coaches.
Concrete example. A scaled services organization we worked with had a guardrail that read, "No promise to customers that exceeds SLA response time without written operational sign-off and a documented rollback." It's not a gate. It's a boundary that allowed account teams to promise certain things, but required a quick operational check for anything that extended service commitments. That rule stopped a lot of broken promises and preserved trust.
Durability matters. Guardrails that last are short, principle-based, and visible. They're posted where decisions are made, not hidden in policy PDFs. They align incentives. Recognition and leader attention go to people who act inside the guardrail and escalate responsibly.
Leadership tension moment. Here's where we disagree. I believe leaders must be parsimonious with prescription. Overprescription kills judgment. You want people to learn to make the right call, not follow rules blind.
I push back. In complex systems, some prescription is necessary to protect the system. If leaders fail to be explicit about non-negotiables, you get costly variability. The key is to prescribe the minimum necessary and make the rest delegable. Standards are how respect shows up in operations.
Both are right. Servant leadership asks us to remove barriers and teach judgment. Operational discipline asks us to protect shared value. The reframe is this. Leadership must define the non-negotiables clearly and then design guardrails that enable judgment within those limits. The work is in the systems, leader standard work, decision templates, and visible thresholds.
Practical reality check. One behavior to examine this week. Map where decisions actually get made. First is where leaders think they get made. Pick one decision type and trace the path. Who proposes, who checks, who signs, and where delays or hidden approvals occur. Use this checklist. 1. Identify the decision type. 2. List non-negotiables. 3. Set clear thresholds. 4. Create a one-page decision template. 5. Assign escalation triggers.
Leader script you can use when a team asks for permission. Tell me the decision you propose, the outcome you expect, the guardrails you applied, and your rollback plan. If your proposal stays inside our non-negotiables and below the escalation threshold, you have my pre-approval. If it exceeds them, tell me who you've alerted and what support you need. That short script moves conversations from permission to clarity.
Leadership reflection question for listeners. What is one decision you will never delegate and why? If your answer is vague, you probably haven't made your non-negotiables explicit. Write it down and test it this week.
Closing recap, guardrails protect purpose and preserve speed. They are principle-based, visible, and paired with leader behaviors that coach rather than control. You don't need more rules. You need clearer rules about what can't be traded away and better systems so people can act within a safe lane.
CTA, if this episode helped you think differently about delegation and alignment, subscribe to the Excellence Imperative so you don't miss future conversations. Share this episode with one leader who's wrestling with devolving decisions and try the one-week mapping exercise we described.
As you reflect on today's conversation, remember, excellence isn't something you announce or roll out. It's something you practice through the choices you make, the behaviors you model, and the systems you allow to operate every day.
If there's one takeaway, it's this. Principles only matter when they change what actually happens in the organization. Look at where decisions get made, where accountability sits, and what leaders consistently reinforce.
You don't need to do everything differently, just one thing more intentionally. Because how you lead today determines what your organization becomes tomorrow.
Lead with humility. Act with discipline. Build what endures. Excellence is not an outcome. It's a way of leading. Principles don't expire. Leadership behaviors do. What endures is what leaders practice consistently.